This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Growing Greater brings you stories of innovators, entrepreneurs, and business leaders who are transforming industries and communities as they turn ideas into reality, embrace risk, and invest in new technologies and relationships, all while building legacies of tomorrow. While Growing Greater originates in the city where modern democracy was founded and where innovation is part of the regional DNA, Philadelphia, we bring you stories from around the corner and around the world. Tune in to Growing Greater at radio.com or anywhere you get your podcasts.
It's Philly is Funny with Bennett and Boss.
Amir K, welcome back to Philadelphia, man.
Thanks for having me, man. I didn't get to see you last time, so this is a pleasure to come in for the first time.
Yeah, this is exciting. Do you like Philadelphia? Do you like it here?
I love it, dude.
Yeah, do you like the touristy stuff?
I do. Last time, there was the government shutdown, so I didn't get to go check it out. I got like a budget tour from like a homeless guy. He's like, hey, if you look over there, that's the Liberty Bell. I'm like, that's the Taco Bell, dude.
What are you doing? Yeah.
But so it's, I'm looking forward to going this time and checking out some of the museums.
Yeah. Did you enjoy like any of the cheesesteaks? You have a cheesesteak spot in town?
Cheesesteak? What is the two famous ones?
Pat's and Geno's.
Pat's and Geno's. I forget which one I went to, but I met a nice lady and she took me to one of them and we had cheesesteaks.
Oh.
If that's what you want to call it.
So today, I feel like, well, this weekend, you're going to be here all weekend at Punchline Philly. You got to do the whole cheesesteak tour. Just like,
I'll do it, dude. What is your favorite?
It's tough, man.
I feel like we have the same, though.
Really? Okay, so there's D'Alessandro's.
Yes.
Okay. That's like kind of like in the suburbs, like Roxborough, not too far. And then Jim's on South Street.
Jim's? Yeah. That sounds like just out of some guy's garage.
It pretty much is, yeah.
Yeah? Okay,
But
cool.
Like you can smell it wafting down South Street. Like I recommend having it like drunk. Like be a little buzzed.
Oh, yeah. You got to be drunk.
You have to.
You can't not.
So fully appreciate it.
Yeah,
and then there's
a
Philly taco.
Pack and go.
There's a Philly taco. Have you had the Philly taco?
Is that with the pizza?
So you take a Lorenzo slice of pizza. Yes. You just get really fat in Philly. That's all you do.
Dude,
you just come
I see
here.
I see what you guys are cooking over here. You're like, hey, get that fried chicken over there and give me this. Give me that thing and put it in a sandwich.
Dude, like when I first moved here, 20 pounds off the rip. Like
damn,
it's silly. So the the Philly taco is a big slice of Lorenzo's pizza across the street. And you go across the street to Jim's and you put the cheesesteak in and they wrap it up.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. No one should ever consume that. But
that's perfect.
maybe while you're in town, check it out.
I'll check it out, dude. I'm down to try anything once, man.
Yeah.
I would like to tell you that my first job in Philadelphia was a tour guide in Old City.
You're kidding me.
If you would like a tour.
I'm taking you up on that. I hope you know that.
Really.
I'm going to smoke
a
big old joint.
It's been like 5 years, but I think it would come back to me.
No,
yeah, dude, I would love that if you're really serious.
Yeah, I'm serious.
It's a date.
We can go.
It's
after
a date.
Show.
Yeah, and then come to the show afterwards, but I'd love to take a tour with you.
There you go. What's new with you, man? What's happening?
Nothing much, man. Just back out on the road, starting 2020 with a bunch of shows all over the country.
Yeah.
And Philly is one of the first stops, and I'm glad to be back. The Punchline's a beautiful club, and to get to do the shows there, really good crowds, and the room is just incredible.
Love that room.
So, yeah, that's that, and then working, you know, on the new hour for to shoot my special, like, middle of the year.
That's exciting.
So, yeah, it's super exciting, man, to get back out and get creative and start working again.
I think you're the first comic we've had on here with an IMDb page.
No way.
Yeah, I think
so.
That's pretty damn impressive.
Raise your profile, dude. Get some freaking... Got a bunch of bums coming in here.
You're just getting
bunch of losers. No. So thank you for classing
that's
up the
cool.
joint a little
bit. I would have known that. We wouldn't have come in. Thanks, Rachel. I'm kidding. On the first. You guys want me to sign anything? I'm
kidding. Yes, please.
I'm totally kidding. That's cool, though. This is great. I mean, the studio is incredible on its own.
Yeah, do you like this? We'll save this clip and like send to my bosses. You like this? You like this building?
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful, right?
This is amazing. Like, you have a gun to my head.
I love it.
I love this place.
It is fantastic.
This has been my favorite radio place I've ever. Dude, radio.com is the thing?
Yeah.
It's the
How'd
app.
They get that? Oh, okay.
It's the
okay.
app. So if you log on, but the radio.com is the app. It's free. If you want to download that, you can hear us.
I definitely will download it because it looks like there's a lot of cool stuff going on in here.
Oh, we're
going
to save that
stations?
Clip too.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got, this is like a top 40 radio station.
Okay.
Do you listen to top 40 at all? What do you listen to?
I listen to mainly hip hop music.
Okay.
To be honest. Yeah.
Do you check out the new Eminem album?
Oh, dude, it was great. Yeah. Just a sneak release.
Yeah.
I mean, he's so fast.
That's the only way he does it. Is like he just surprises so you, and just
but
like,
it's so different than what's going on right now, you know. Like so, it's like I don't know if like the kids are even onto, you know.
I know.
And it's Eminem, you know. So he like talks about everything, goes.
This
hard
is like
on
classic
everything.
Eminem.
Yeah. And I don't think the kids now can handle like the stuff he's saying
because they like lean out like mumble rap.
Yeah,
days.
Mumble rap, yeah. And it's also like really sensitive. You know, it's like like he talks about like you know suicide and you know. The shooting, the Ariana Grande shit.
Yeah.
He got a bunch of flack for
the Darkness video.
Darkness. That's
so you're in it. You're into this.
Oh, I love Eminem. I mean,
yeah, I'm a stan.
I think one of the best lyricists of our time,
for sure.
Just so quick and good, you know.
Yeah,
I can't believe.
It.
And everything makes sense if you listen to it. You're like, holy that all. You know,
I had to like listen to it like four or five times.
Bro,
to, like,
you
catch all the puns
and,
yeah,
totally.
The double meanings. It's crazy.
Yeah, the video is so good.
Yeah. What do you got, Laura?
Oh no, I was just really enjoy his dark hair now.
You like
I know
the dark
it's been
hair?
A while.
You like the beard?
Yeah, like he was like in the video. I was like, oh, hey.
Oh, I see. It looks like I'm not getting a tour Eminem.
Yeah.
There you go.
She already moved on, bro.
I forgot my audience.
Already moved on.
So
this is the top 40 radio station. We have conservative talk right here. It's kind of weird. You can see through to all the studios.
Oh, totally. Yeah. I can see. He's super conservative.
Well, he's not the conservative guy. He's just like waving. We just talk about him.
He's with us, though, right?
Let's make him
feel he's
really
cool.
Awkward.
The studio behind that's they're talking about Trump back there.
Oh, no.
They're just Trump all day.
That's great.
This
dude.
Is the 80s station, so they're just playing Wham constantly. Just right here. So we have a full circle here.
That's cool. So wait, this is your podcast, though.
Yes. Okay. So it's kind of like an extension from my afternoon show on the radio. So it's kind of like, free form. You got to, like, you know, kind of
talk and stretch and say
exactly. Yeah. That's the reason why I did the podcast.
Want.
It's fun. It's
liberating.
Fun. Yeah, it's
just
nice.
Like a fun thing to do. We don't need to say it, but you can say it if you want to.
With since you do have an IMDb page and Argo is like one of my favorite movies that came out in the past decade. Oscars are coming up. Do you watch any of the movies? You have time to check all that stuff out?
You know, I've got the AMC Movie Pass.
Yeah.
Shout out to them.
Yeah.
Hey, I got that thing. So I've been going to a lot of movies lately. And,
yeah.
I've seen quite a few. I mean, what did I see? What did I see recently?
This is the first year I've seen like a bunch of the movies up for awards.
Yeah.
Like,
so what?
I've slacking lately. Okay, so I've seen 1917.
Oh, dude, that was. I think that
so
dude
good.
That the way that shot, incredible. Like those, I was watching it, going, how the hell did they get this shot? Like down a mountain, they're running. And it's a continuous shot. It's like, how the hell did they do that?
Like Sam Mendes is like the only director that can make a World War One movie look beautiful. Like the way,
dude,
like the
incredible.
Cinematography is like unreal.
And
so
it just makes you feel like, I mean, so there, you know, like you're like, and you feel like what the, like these guys were like so young going through that, man. They were just kids.
It's immersive. But yeah, that's one of my
immersive.
Favorites.
Mm-hmm.
What else did I see?
I think that'll take some awards. I mean, for
it's gotta be, right?
This guy has to.
Irishman. I just finished that.
Irishman
started
was good.
That at Christmas.
Yeah. Everyone complains how long it is or whatever. But I think it's just like Pacino's just like, I think they just like let him go. And, like, okay, you know, he's like, he's just,
like let him go with
it. They let him go, and he just like, I think he's like forgetting his line. He's like, hold on, you know, he's like, and he just the scene's like way longer than it has to be.
Totally.
And there's a lot of air in there.
Yeah.
And
but
I'm like,
there's legends.
Because what do you do? You can't tell. Like, he's like a guy. You can't tell what to do, you know?
Yeah.
You're not going to tell him what to do. Or like Morgan Freeman's another one of those.
Right. Just
I
let
forget
him go.
What movie it was where he played Nelson Mandela. Like,
oh,
I was
right.
watching it. And I'm like,
yeah.
That's when I realized. I'm like, oh, dude, there's some actors, like, you can't really tell them because they are who they are now, you know? It's like, you can't tell them, like, hey, more. Because in that movie where he plays Nelson Mandela, like, half the time he's Andy doesn't come around here anymore. He's like Morgan Freeman. Then half the time he's like, you people have to be like, he's like, he comes in and out of Morgan Freeman.
But no one's gonna coach him on
no,
that.
No,
yeah.
And no one's gonna say. They're gonna be like, all right, moving on. Yeah, you know, like, yeah, we got it.
He's Morgan Freeman.
He did it. He did it. Let it go. It's like, yeah. So I'm imagining like for Pacino, it's a similar thing.
Yeah.
Because you could tell too the scenes where they let him like riff.
You're right.
And like they just go a little long and him and De Niro.
There's that one scene though with De Niro, like he's like 80 years old and like he's
dude,
stopping.
He's beating, oh my God. The guy that should win a an Oscar is the guy that got beat up
right.
by De Niro in like, The Irishman. He's like ah, yeah. my hand, and you know, it just looks so bad.
That looks, yeah,
because his body ridiculous. Looks 80.
Yes,
you know when he's
his
doing
face
it with,
looked 40, his yeah, body was yeah, 80, yeah, yeah, and the yeah. whole thing was super fake. Totally. But I was like, yeah, I'll roll with it.
It's
De Niro.
So funny because everyone I talk to, they totally everyone's like mentioning that scene.
Yeah,
it's so unbelievable.
Well, because you laugh out loud. It's like, is this yeah. for real? Is this
serious? And I'm, dude, don't get me wrong. I'm like a super fan of like you know Scorsese and that sort yeah. of movie. Like. I could watch 10 hours of that, you know, like that yeah. you know, gangster stuff.
I went into a whole, like, Scorsese, like I did Raging Bull.
Yeah, yeah.
I did all those movies. Like, after The Irishman, I went, like, a Scorsese.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I mean, wormhole. He's just the man.
Dude, he's incredible. And it's like, he hasn't won. Did he win anything? Like,
he won.
He keeps getting snubbed for Oscars and stuff, right?
The Departed, right?
Did he finally win?
I think The Departed was finally
the
movie.
I think that was the one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where he finally won, but like what? That came out not that long ago. Like
for
what the hell?
He never got anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, dude, but yeah, I think it could have been a little shorter. Obviously,
yeah.
The Irishman, but
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood
that was
a goodie.
Great too.
So you have seen a lot of these,
dude. I've seen a lot of them. Yeah. I just can't remember. Like I have a horrible memory
yeah, yeah,
when
yeah.
it comes to like what I saw. Bombshell. That was the Roger Ailes story. That was pretty good. What else did I see?
I tried to watch Ford versus Ferrari.
I didn't get to see that one.
I like tapped out after like 20
minutes.
Was
no good?
It's a car movie. I'm not like a big car guy, but like yeah. the summary like on the Rotten Tomatoes, like you don't have to be a car guy. You can just yeah. like dramas. I was like, no, you got to be a car guy.
Yeah, yeah. You don't have to be a car guy, but you're not going to like it if you're not a car guy. Yeah.
yeah. I'm Christian Bale's good. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, I was looking forward to seeing that one, so I guess that's off the list.
Yeah.
What else, dude? I've seen some other
I heard Jojo Rabbit is good. Parasite. I haven't
seen those. I saw Parasite was great.
Really?
Parasite, I think, is going to.
Is it all in subtitles?
It is. But it's, dude, like, yeah. you won't even realize it. It's just
really?
Done so well. Yeah. Yeah. And
that's
just,
you know a movie is good. If you can sit through a two-hour
oh,
subtitle
great.
Movie.
Yeah, and you won't even know. It doesn't feel like it's long at all, and you're just, like, in it. You
yeah.
know? And the acting's great, and the cast is awesome.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think that's going to win a bunch of stuff. What else? I saw, what was the other one? Dude, Lighthouse?
I heard that was good. Was that with
it was
Robert
super
Pattinson?
Weird, yeah. But, the, I mean, William Dafoe
yeah.
was so good in that. And, yeah, it's super weird, though. It's, like, trippy movie.
Peanut Butter Falcon. It's not up for any awards.
What?
Great movie.
What is that one?
It's
what
with Shia LaBeouf. I can't believe
like
I'm, like, touting.
That sounds like a porno that came out last week. Peanut Butter Falcon. I go, okay.
Justin, have you seen Peanut Butter Falcon?
Kids are doing these
No?
days.
Rachel, no one's seen. Okay,
I've
has anyone heard of that?
Heard of
I
it.
Have not heard of it.
Look that up. Okay,
I'm on it.
So
I'm on it.
Oh, Shia LaBeouf. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not.
What
a
about
big...
Honey Boy? That's another movie that
I didn't see. Honey
he's
Boy.
In.
I'd never seen a Shia LaBeouf movie, but
I want to see that one.
Peanut
though.
Butter Falcon. Yeah. Transformers? No, you watch Transformers? I don't watch any of the Marvel. Like
no,
the...
I'm not a Marvel guy, dude.
No,
I can't get into it. I'm too far behind. I don't know who's who. I don't know what the superpower they have. I
exactly.
don't know.
I'm so far behind.
Yeah.
I don't watch any of that.
I will say. I once felt like you, but I have since watched Endgame and all of those,
really?
And I am into it. Yeah.
Are you? I guess,
it's
yeah.
It's
like,
really good.
I have some friends that are like just like hardcore fanatics of this I just never got into it. I don't know. And he's like, you didn't have a childhood. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know.
I like the X-Men or like the Ninja Turtles when I was young, but like,
yeah.
I don't know. Outside of that, I can't get into it.
Yeah.
Can't get
yeah,
into
I
it.
Think I'm... past that thing. I don't know, but maybe I can.
Yeah.
It can still
time.
Happen for you. I mean, I haven't seen all those movies, but I watched Endgame with like knowing kind of minimal information. I still enjoyed it.
Huh.
There's yeah. so much.
So much. Now more than ever, like in terms of Netflix and like just
dude,
so much to
a
consume.
New Marvel movie every like week, it feels like, right?
Yeah,
it's crazy. And then like all the documentaries, I get sucked into a documentary. You watch any of this stuff?
I love documentaries. That's my favorite.
Did you watch the Aaron Hernandez documentary?
I did. Yeah, I'm like in the first one.
Yeah.
I just watched the first one, but I heard some of the information I know from like a podcast that happened that
yeah.
I listened to. And I think there was another one, but that story is really fascinating.
Yeah.
But
insane.
I think it's CTE will really f*** him up.
Yeah,
is
the CTE.
Brain trauma and also whatever, you know, the closeted homosexuality, I guess
right.
is a thing, but like I think it was the CTE that made him make those crazy decisions. But from what I hear, the documentary is making it seem like it was like the closet.
It's kind of like I guess it's like a piece of the puzzle, like the CTE, but also, you know, stuff with his past. I guess his dad was not the best in his life. And then when he passed away, that was a whole big thing. But they showed the brain scan of the CTE. Of
it's like the worst, right?
It's insane. It's like, okay, so they show a normal 27-year-old brain. Mm-hmm. It looks beautiful. As beautiful as a brain can look. And his brain is like a golf ball size hole missing in the middle.
Yeah. Dude, that's like a car accident. Every time those football players get hit, it's like a car accident, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that trauma, it's got to f***
in and day out.
It's got to mess you up.
It's insane.
So yeah, I don't know. I mean, how do you do that? $40 million contract and then you go and like.
He played the whole season.
And it was so sloppy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, oh my God!
Like it wasn't even like he didn't even do it well. Like
he didn't like there was like bullets in the
and
car.
And then he had like the joints that he smoked.
Yeah, the joint just like hanging with all his DNA. And then
the phone and there's like video cameras all over his house. Like dude, what the f***? Like
and he bought like a pack of Bubblicious and then like he left the Bubblicious and he offered it to the woman.
It's like, dude, you didn't watch one. You know, Forensic Files.
Right.
No, you didn't watch one.
Exactly.
Dateline. You didn't watch one before you did this murder. You know, no. Silly.
Like, I'm pretty sure my fiance could get away with any murder because she watches all that. The ID Discovery
Buddy,
channel.
This will be used in court against me. I can commit the perfect murder.
Yeah.
One day they're going to pull up this. Like, hey, the Michael Bennett, Philly's funny. Look, this is Exhibit A. And it's going to be, I didn't kill my wife.
This is where it all started. Like, the dramatic zoom in on your face. And
For sure. So, dude, I don't know, man. I watched a ton of that stuff.
Yeah.
HLN is on repeat in the hotel room everywhere I go because that's like the one. HLN has Forensic Files.
Okay.
And they're all just from like the 80s and 90s, but it's great.
Where do you find time to write comedy? Are you just doing it on the fly? Are you putting in like your notes in your phone?
I do that. I'll start a bit like in the phone and sometimes like, it won't make sense the next day. You know, it'll be like hairy legs, what?
Like fragments of a joke? Like
I'll write like, you know, something that'll come to me and then I'll work it out on stage. I like to write on stage.
Really?
You know, so I'll go up and riff out like a premise or an idea that I had and talk it through and then do that a few times over and then you start to get little tags and the joke starts to come together.
That's insane.
Yeah, I used to sit down and write it like word for word and that just started to sound robotic and as I got better on stage and more comfortable, I could just, you know, play with it and riff it.
I always found that to be so hard to like sit down and like, okay, I'm going to write comedy.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, in the beginning you can kind of do it, but it's like... I don't know. It's a different style, I guess. And some guys still do it. Like, you know, there's some really good joke writers that sit down and everything is meticulous. Every word is like perfectly placed and all that. But me, I'm more of just like kind of storytelling and stuff.
Yeah.
So I might tell the same joke a different way, like, you know, 10 different ways.
So when you do 5 shows this weekend at Punchline, is each show kind of going to be its...
It'll be different. Yeah. If you've ever seen me live, you can come to like watch me 10 times and it'll be different every
That's
time.
That's really cool.
I mean, there'll be maybe similar jokes or something, but it's going to be done differently. So you have a memorable experience each time.
That's really, really
That's
cool.
That's what I want it to be. You know, because I want it to be like when you come see me live, it's like a experience, you know, it's not like, or else you can just listen to my album or, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I want it to be like a show, like, you know.
And you kind of started late in the game, right? With stand-up?
Relatively, I mean, like I started when I was 27, you know.
What made you want to get into that lane?
I just always wanted to do it. And I always made excuses not to, you know. So if you're listening to this and you ever, you know, wanted to try it, you should just jump into it. Because, man, I started and I never looked back. And I'm so glad I did because my biggest fear was being the funny guy at the water cooler. You know, mm-hmm. I didn't want to be like, because I was always funny at work, you know, but I always dreamed of being like a stand up or doing something in that field. And finally I was like, when I was in the house, I used to do real estate appraisals. And that's
what
I was doing. Yeah, just to make money. So everything would like, there was, you know, I'd start making money and then that would be an excuse not to do stand up because I'm like, let me make a little money and then I'll get to it. And then the market crashed, the housing market crashed. So I was like, you know, I was screwed. I lost 70% of my business in a month. And I was like, all right, I can either like really try to work and get back to the, you know, real estate stuff and adjust to the market or move to LA and just pursue the dream. And I decided to do it. I'm so glad I did.
Good for you, man.
Yeah, dude. So I don't know. I mean,
that's inspiring. That's really cool.
I hope so. I mean, I tell people all the time, it's never too late to get into it, you know, because if you work hard and the learning curve for me, since I was a little older in stand up, you know, it happened a little faster because I was more comfortable with myself. You know, stand up is really like finding yourself and being able to be yourself on stage. So you kind of get there quicker, I think, if you're a little older and you start, as
totally
opposed to
sense.
Being 18 and like all you know how to talk about is off or, you know, like,
right. I was 20
do,
and
know.
I was like,
yeah, yeah.
That.
When
yeah,
you're 20,
good.
You don't have a frame of reference of like anything.
You have no life experience.
Yeah, life experience. And you haven't been, you know, like things haven't happened to you yet. So like, you know, you still don't know yourself fully, I feel like.
That totally makes sense. And then you also made an appearance, obviously, on Last Comic Standing. How was that experience? I could see it.
It was cool. I mean,
being good exposure, right?
Yeah, so. I guess so. I mean, I you know, when the I did it like way later than, you know, like the first few seasons, I think, were really like, you know, they did stuff for people's careers. But like later on, you know, you were hot. Like people would see it and, you know, at shows, they'd be like, oh, I recognize the guy from that. But, you know, it's all a culmination. Like you have to do so many different things in this business to make a dent, you know?
Right.
So it's just one of those things, you know? My manager was like, do it. And I wasn't a big fan of like doing that because it's like 2-3 minutes at a time.
Yeah.
And I don't think my comedy is that style. Like I like to like let my breathe and, you know, tell a story.
Storytelling, right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So it's like in 2-3 minutes, what are you going to say?
That's,
you know,
tough.
That really gets your personality across.
Right. And I feel like all those competition shows, whether it's comedy or singing or whatever.
Yeah.
How many, like, you don't want to win those, right?
It's, I don't
do,
even
do you
know.
Do you want to win? Like, Kelly Clarkson, do you want to win?
I don't know. And it's like, you know, it's all set up. It's almost, those things are kind of like a casting, you know, it's like, okay, we had this guy, we got the Middle Eastern guy, we got the, you know,
right,
the Asian chick, this, you know, it's like, it's weird. It's like.
Interesting.
So I don't know. I don't know how it's done, but it is more like, you know, it's like you're watching a reality show, basically, you know?
Right, right, right.
So I don't know. I mean, it's like you said, good exposure, but it's not,
not for you.
It's not going to take you to, the, you know, whatever. Yeah. You just got to keep working.
Now,
you do like podcasts like this.
There you go.
This is the one. Put it on IMDb. We're ready to go, lady.
Yeah.
And in terms of, you know, kicking off, you know, the tour in 2020 and you're building this hour special, how do you come up with that hour special? Like, is it,
I mean,
organically,
like, there's, yeah, I don't, it's like what subject matter I want to talk about, you know, like what this one I'm going to talk about, you know, my family, how I came to come here, you know, like from Iran and all that stuff. And I think it just like, you lay kind of like a little outline and then go from there, you know. So like I want people to know who I am. I want people to know that I'm silly, I'm goofy. And also I like, you know, get serious too about some stuff. You know,
it's exciting. Do you know where you're going to film the special?
I don't yet. So we haven't decided that yet, but I know it's going to be sometime middle of the year. So yeah, I still haven't decided. Maybe San Jose, maybe in LA. I just,
Philadelphia,
Philadelphia.
Come on, man. We love that.
Your audiences are kind of harsh out here, man. Okay.
They are hard.
No, they're not harsh.
They're not hard. They're passionate.
They're very passionate.
They're passionate. Very passionate people. Like when I came here, like they'll tell you like straight up if you were
fucking soft.
Totally. A little bit.
No.
If you're not like authentic.
No, they're very much like say exactly what they feel, man. And it's cool. It's like the response is real here. So
yeah.
Yeah. I just haven't performed here enough to like have, you know, confidence in doing a special here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I like to have a good feel for the city and like, you know what I'm saying? Like no. And I like cities that are really mixed. Like, you know, it's not just one ethnicity coming
right
to the show.
So, well, maybe after your tour with Laura here, I mean, you may find it home here in Philadelphia. You never know.
I mean, you never know. Maybe I'll do it at Betsy Ross's basement.
The options are endless.
They are endless.
It's ridiculous. So 5 shows this weekend. Laura, you going to check it out? Punchline Philly?
I do. I want to come, man.
Yeah, you're invited. You guys are both invited.
Yeah, most definitely.
Why don't you guys come through?
So it's tonight. You got 2 shows Friday
and two shows Saturday.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
PunchlinePhilly.com. Grab your tickets. Amir K. Don't miss them. Thank you so much for popping by. We appreciate
it, man. Thanks for having me, guys. This was a lot of fun.
Thanks so much. Yeah.
All right.
Appreciate it, dude.
Thanks, guys.
Philly is Funny with Bennett and Boss. Exclusively on Radio.com.